Day 18, and today I have a question for you. How do you measure your employee performance? How do you know that they're being successful at their job and tasks? That's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Stay tuned. Welcome to BK Talks Business, the podcast where we dive into the world of entrepreneurship with practical insights and actionable tips. I'm BK, your host, a project and operations management professional, and I am thrilled to have you join me. Over the next 30 days, we'll be delving into 30 systems in 30 days. Each episode of this series is designed to be short, sweet, and power-packed with valuable information geared at helping you get your business to run like a well-oiled machine. And at the end of 30 days, you will have a pretty good list of the systems in your business that, if optimized, can take you to the next level by being more efficient. Let's get started. Hi there, business friends. Welcome back to another episode of BK Talks Business. And today, we are going to be talking about fostering high-performing teams, specifically performance evaluation system, and how you can implement this in your business as well. So how do we optimize employee performance? For starters, we need a clear and structured performance evaluation system. And this involves defining the key performance indicators and setting expectations for each role within your organization. And by providing this clarity on what success looks like, you then empower your employees to excel right from day one. So let's look at some of the best practices around creating a system like this. Firstly, we want to adopt a multifaceted approach to evaluation. Instead of relying on just annual reviews, have regular checkups and feedback sessions throughout the year. This will set the scene for ongoing open dialogue, which allows for timely recognition of achievements and issues, maybe, and then help you course correct if you need to. Secondly, make sure that your evaluation criteria are objective and measurable. So we don't want subjective assessments. So use quantifiable metrics where possible. This could include sales targets, for example, project deadlines, customer satisfaction scores. Objective criteria provide a fair and transparent basis for evaluating performance. So it's not the person specifically, but you're looking solely at their output. And then lastly, you want to have two-way communication in the evaluation process. Encourage your employees to participate in their performance reviews by self-assessing their progress and identifying areas of growth that they recognize. And this collaborative approach helps kind of grow this culture of accountability, of continuous improvement within your team. Setting up a system like this really does require careful planning and careful execution. So start first by defining the goals and the objectives of your evaluation process. What do you hope to achieve by assessing employee performance? Align your evaluation criteria with these overarching goals so that you stay relevant and they are effective each and every time. Then you want to develop the evaluation tools and the documentation that support the process. So this could include things like review forms, feedback templates, tracking spreadsheets, and you want these standardized so that you can streamline the evaluation process and then ensure consistency across your business or organization. if you have multi-level management and multi-levels in your business, you can train your managers and supervisors on how to conduct effective performance evaluations. So provide the guidance that they will need on delivering constructive feedback, setting goals, facilitating meaningful performance discussions. You may also need to invest in managerial training, which will empower your leaders to really give your employees the support and the development that they need. So this system is really great, especially if you are a larger business, because you can have a system that regularly gives feedback and coaches your employees. And there is a culture that you will grow within your organization that will identify and reward top performance. And this will really boost your employee engagement, your retention rates, and your overall business success. It will keep your employees knowing what is expected of them and then taking an active part in their development and their performance. So this is a really good system to have streamlined so that you can maximize your employee performance, you can drive your business growth, and you can achieve your goals. So implementing a structured performance evaluation system, you provide clarity, accountability, and support to your team members. Thank you for joining me today on BK Talks Business. I will talk to you tomorrow with yet another business system that you can implement and streamline and optimize within your business. Until then, take care.